Well, yeah, unfortunately, we've received reports of more killings and more violence in Bangui, even if the global situation, general situation, is a bit much calmer at the moment.
Mrs. Play said that the level of brutality is upsetting. What are the facts regarding amputation and cannibalism?
Yeah, well, the High Commissioner really clearly said that the level of cruelty and disregard for life and dignity is completely appalling. We've got information of public mutilation of bodies, amputations, beheadings, and at least one case of cannibalism. All of these very violent actions are spreading further the terror among the Muslim populations, discouraging them from returning and forcing them to flee.
And do you believe this atrocity may amount to crime against humanity?
It's very likely that some of those violations may amount to crimes against humanity, which is one of the reasons why the High Commissioner decided today to issue such a strong statement, reminding leaders of the Central African Republic of their individual criminal responsibility for serious human rights violations.
Apparently, ex-Seleka groups are still active in and outside Bangui. How do they operate now?
Well, you're right. After their retreat from the southern and western parts of the country, ex-Seleka forces are now regrouping in their traditional stronghold, which is located further up in the north, and especially in three different regions, Vakaga, Batafonga, and Kagabandoro. And through this move, what they're doing is a renewed cycle of violence, and they're employing now a scorched earth tactics. They're destroying villages, burning villages as well, and houses, burning tools, seeds, and as well killing many civilians on their way.
And Mrs. Pillay said that few group of ex-Seleka in civilian clothes continue to target Christian civilians in Bangui, and they employ earth tactics. Could you elaborate more on this?
Well, indeed, yes. We've got the information that there are only still a few pockets of ex-Seleka who are wandering around in Bangui. Of course, most of them have left now up to the north, but those who remain move around in civilian clothes and they continue to target the Christian civilians in Bangui.
What about anti-Balaka forces? When you qualify attacks by anti-Balaka as cleanup operation, do you mean these attacks are more organized?
Yeah, what it appears is like the anti-Balaka elements appear to be really more and more organized. And what they do is they really deliberately target the Muslim populations of the capital, especially in specific neighborhoods. They sometimes refer to those attacks as cleanup operations. They are really widespread and they include killings, rapes, looting and the destruction of Muslim homes.
Why Mrs. Pillay reminding Central African leaders of their individual criminal responsibility for serious human rights violation right now?
Because it's very important that they keep in mind that at one point those responsible for these human rights violations, whether because they've committed them, ordered them, or because they've failed to prevent their subordinates from committing such violations, that all these leaders are fully aware that they will be made accountable for their crimes.
When Mrs. Pillay spoke about legal obligation of leader in position of authority, what was she referring to? Is there any link with the hate speeches against Muslims that are being broadcast on TV?
Yeah, of course, she's extremely concerned by these hate speeches against Muslims by anti-Balaka on TV, but also by the public statement that was made recently by some members of the National Transitional Council to the parliament, instigating intercommunal violence and also justifying the lynching by Faka elements of a suspected ex-Seleka on February 5. These are very worrying developments. And what she would like is all leaders in key positions, whether they belong to anti-Balaka, ex-Seleka, or the former army Faka, that they have clear obligations under international law and they have a responsibility to refrain from committing, ordering, inciting or instigating violations of international law. They also have the obligation to prevent their subordinates from committing these violations.
Finally, how your office is helping the new authorities of Bangui in order to ensure that people responsible for crime and human rights violation are held accountable?
Well, you know, at the moment, it's really important to make every effort possible to restore security and rule of law. And our team is working with the Ministry of Justice to ensure that investigators and prosecutors can restore their work and make sure that the people who are responsible for those crimes are held accountable. It's very important to reactivate the penal chain to make sure that we fight very importantly against the growing sense of absolute impunity in CR.